From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry criticizes Syria. Kerry says government insistence that Syrian peace talks have no discussions about removing President Bashar al-Assad from power is an attempt to disrupt the talks. The top U.S. diplomat says violence in Syria has been reduced by 80 to 90% since the cessation of hostilities was declared 2 weeks ago. He says the biggest violator of the truce has been the Assad regime. Gunmen opened fire Sunday at a popular Ivory Coast beach resort in Grand Bassam. Several people were killed. Witnesses said the assailants wore hooded face masks and arrived on foot at the Southern Star Hotel. The hotel was full of foreign expatriates. French aviation investigators say the co-pilot of the German wing's jetliner who crashed the plane in the French Alps last year had been referred to a psychiatric clinic just 2 weeks before the crash. All 150 people on board the plane were killed. The French agency responsible for safety investigations found that the 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz had consulted several doctors about ongoing psychological issues. None of those doctors reported Lubitz's condition to aviation authorities or officials at the airliner. German Chancellor Angela Merkel prepared for a backlash at the polls Sunday over her migrant policy. Germans are voting in three regional elections: the anti-immigration right-wing party Alternative for Germany was expected to do well in the largest election since the country opened its doors to more than 1 million migrants a year. This is VOA News.